not just a morning, but a Friday morning. April 24th. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Got a few clouds moving around, 41 degrees, and great information coming down each and every Friday. Love talking with Brianna, and we segue right into this segment with Terry Anderson, CEO and president out at CHI St. Francis. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
How are we doing?
Doing great. Doing great. Refreshing morning, sunshiny. You couldn't ask for more.
Isn't it nice?
Yep.
And I like it a little cooler.
Yep.
You know, I don't mind that
crisp.
At all. Hey.
Yeah.
Tell me about, last week we were talking about team building.
Right.
Which is kind of one of your focuses out there. I know you're very pro team building.
Uh-huh.
Tell me about this little exercise in team building.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
A little sore.
Yeah.
So we decided that we were going to, we do 2 hours of deep diving. And so our talk was on why. You know, if our charting system isn't right, why isn't it? Are we overcharting? How can we work smarter and not harder? So we really put a lot of thoughts up on the board, and our goal is, what can we do for the organization, what can we do for the community, and what can we do for the employees? And it's just so much fun to sit in a room. We went out to the bowling alley, so shout out to the bowling alley. Oh my gosh, I don't bowl, and so to have that opportunity to spend 4 hours at the bowling alley. Beautiful
facility. Isn't that amazing place?
Guys.
Yeah.
I was just over the moon because I come from a small community, and it wasn't, the bowling alley was the bowling alley, but this is a great bowling alley, let me tell you.
That's an experience.
They fed us well.
Yeah.
They have that area off to the side that we set up. But so then we got into bowling. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
How'd that go for you?
It was so we set up teams. We have very competitive employees out there. Jess in purchasing. Scott in pharmacy. We got a couple injuries. Scott got his finger stuck in the ball. Sorry, Scott. Ross tried to tell me he hurt his shoulder. That was a snowmobile accident. But we bowled quite well. Some of us were in the triple numbers, so that was great. We had mini trophies. They were pretty hilarious.
I love it.
But the next morning, I came down the hall and I said, if anybody smells a hint of Bengay,
there's a reason for that.
There's a reason. So I get to the first office and Ross is like, oh yeah, hurting a little in the upper butt cheek there on the left side. Get to the next office, same thing. So I don't know. You really must use that gluteus muscle on the left side.
It's a full body experience.
And
it really
last
is.
Last night, I just couldn't hardly walk. So,
I'm glad to see you mobile today.
Yeah.
But what a great team building exercise.
Oh, it was.
Again.
And we laughed and we had fun. And so then we start talking. And the teams, our iron-ons didn't come. We bought T-shirts for $2 with colors. And then, Jess has fun giving us, code names or whatever. And it is just very competitive. Laugh. But so we sat there and we said, what are we going to do? So July is our next one. We are going to do a cook-off. And you either get a flat stone, it's going to be at the ambulance, or you get a camp stove, or you get coals, or you get a gas grill. And it's a mystery basket.
All right.
So we're going to have guests judge our cooking, or whatever we make. So we haven't got the details worked
out. That's in July?
That's in July.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe you need to be one of our judges.
There you go. That'd be fun.
I mean, and it's so we're like, okay, who's, our teams, we're going to keep who we got. We're going to start strategizing. So it's just exciting.
What a great way to move it forward. Speaking of move it forward, let's talk about Rotary.
Oh,
you said Rotary,
man.
CHI, Sanford and Essential. You've all had a good week with the blood screenings.
Yep, 281 patients. Last year, it was closer to like the 214, so 281. And what we're seeing is organizations also are starting to give discounts for their employees to go. But that equates to 1,686 billable tests, okay? And now the cost is
over 1,000.
Over 1,000.
That's amazing.
So when you have the panels that they do, it can cost anywhere from $800 to $900. But if you do the Rotary with the Sanford Essentia, CHI, and the Rotary, they only charge $60. So you get an $800 to a $900 series of tests for $60, which you can take your receipts and turn it into your HSAs. So
No-brainer.
Win-win. No-brainer. The community and the providers, they'll take those lab, those results and work with it. And every year you find somebody that's got either elevated PSA, because that's separate, though, and or they have diabetes, or high cholesterol. So we're screening, but what a gift to give to the community. So I talked to Annette this morning, and I said, Annette, what are the numbers? What does it look like? And I'm just going to put this into perspective, what this organization and what the healthcare communities have done. So since 2015, there were over 5,368 patients for a total of 32,208 tests. What, and imagine.
There are words for that.
I know.
There are no words. That is just, that's stunning.
It is. And just to have that avenue where somebody can come in and just get a bird's eye view of what their health is.
Well, and preventative.
Right.
I mean, how great is that, for spotting something and going, this could be a problem.
So we
for $60.
Right. So we were talking, at CHI, like what can we do for our employees? So one of our strategies was giving it to them for half price. They reminded me that there's only so many slots. So I talked to Pam this morning, and she said, it's volunteer that sits there, but maybe we need to extend it. But they're pretty busy in the lab, and it's working. So
and that's going on for about another minute.
Yeah, probably.
But they will. I mean, they do this each and every year.
Twice a year. The next one will be in October.
Okay, so make plans if you're thinking about it and going, boy, that sounds like a great deal, and
right?
It is.
Absolutely.
And how great is Rotary to team up with you guys and get all that done, too?
I love it.
Good stuff.
I love it, yeah.
Well, listen, I could talk to you all day. I keep saying
I know.
That. Out of time for the day today. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Right. I'll talk to Turner next week. I'll see if I can't stump him with maybe bowling questions.
There you go.
Well, and for the record, I did get a couple strikes.
Did you? Really?
I did.
So how long has it been since you bowled the last time?
In the 80s. I mean,
I'm kidding.
And those balls are so heavy, Bill.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like they're heavy.
Yeah.
I could get it down there, but if I could have just got it a little faster. But and I'm gonna take a little humble here. Yeah. I did get a couple gutter balls.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was fun.
Well, good for you and good for the staff, man. Again, team building.
Yeah.
Moving it forward out there.
Yep.
Thank you so much,
Fast
Terry.
And Furious. Thanks, Bill. You have a great weekend.
I will. You have a better one.
Okay. Back at you.
Late on the draw again. It's 9:30 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. The price of soy oil recently approached two-year highs this week before settling back down. Arlen Soderman, the chief commodities analyst for StoneX, talked about what pushed these prices so much higher.
One, we get some underlying support from the strength of the biofuel program that was announced by the EPA here last month, and that certainly is a positive. Demand for soy oil, we believe, is going to be very strong. We're going to be using up the surplus that we built up over the last couple of years. We've already seen soy oil stocks start to go down. We had some soy oil registrations for delivery that were removed from the registry list simply because the cash market is becoming